Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca in letter 16:3. Philosophy is no trick to catch the public. It is not devised for show. It is a matter not of words, but of facts. It is not pursued in order that the day may yield some amusement before it is spent, or that our leisure may be relieved of a tedium that aches us. It molds and constructs the soul. It orders our life, guides our conduct, shows us what we should do and what we should leave undone. It sits at the helm and directs our course as we waver amid uncertainties. This is a clear statement of a notion that was as common in ancient Greece and Rome as it is alien to the modern mind. The idea that philosophy is a practical endeavor, and indeed one that is essential in order to live a good life. I think it is too bad that modern philosophy has become only a highly specialized academic field, populated by very smart people who spend their lives discussing intellectual puzzles. Don't misunderstand me. I am a professional philosopher myself, and I don't think there is anything wrong with intellectual puzzles pursued for their own sake. Moreover, in my previous career, I was a scientist, and I know that the sciences too are very narrow, very specialized fields these days, nothing that Galileo or Darwin would easily recognize. But philosophy in the broadest sense is an attempt to understand the world and find our place in it, which means that it is crucial, as Seneca says, to guide our conduct, showing us what needs to be done, along the way, molding our souls. Thankfully, that kind of philosophy is coming back, which is why you're listening to this podcast. An increasing number of philosophers are rediscovering the wisdom of Seneca's words, and more generally, the pivotal role that practical philosophy can play in making our lives truly worth living. It is time to reclaim from religion the role of philosophy as moral guidance, to which we can add its value in teaching us to act reasonably and to think critically, the latter being something we are in dire need in a society imperiled by rampant fake news and alternative facts. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting, of course.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.